The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you get home from the supermarket and unpack your bits and pieces, have you ever remarked at how much packaging you end up with? And do you find yourself throwing out food because it's past the best before date, just in case you might poison yourself, even though you suspect the food is perfectly safe? The question is, how can supermarkets themselves help us, their customers, in our quest for a more sustainable life? Well, to help us, we're joined by futurist, climate and sustainability journalist Joe Lennon. Joe, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Okay, let's start with best before dates.
Yes. So people, maybe a lot of people, are slaves to the best before dates. They check when they look at an item, and if it's gone beyond it, it's into the bin. But that is starting to change, because supermarkets like Lidl, Tesco, Marks and Spencers, they've all gotten rid of over 300 of the best before dates. And really what they're asking consumers to do is to use their common sense.
Now, people might be suspicious and cynical. They'll say, oh, they want it. Normally they have to take these things off to the shelves and dispose of them either to a charity or maybe in the last day they drop the price dramatically so they can get rid of them. So this is about saving them money rather than doing us a favour.
Well, you could definitely look at that, and it is saving them money. But I suppose there's other factors too. There's really heavy legislation coming in that's really putting pressure on retailers to reduce their food waste. It is a massive money thing. But also for consumers, you know, they want to pass on those savings. If you're taking something home and there's a sell-by date on it, you know, what are you going to do? It is going to go into the bin. So I guess it's a kind of a holistic movement, really.
I know that with stuff like I look at, say, some ham, and it might be a day after the best before. I peel off the wrapper, I allow whatever they keep to preserve it to evaporate, then I sniff it. And if it smells good, 'tis good.
Absolutely. And that's literally what we're asking people to do, is to use your common sense, use the sniff test. If you're unsure, go to safefood.net. I don't want anyone getting sick, but you can just use your common sense and check.
Yeah, now the problem is, if I buy, I looked at some yogurts in the fridge, and I think there's almost a month left on the best before, and I'm wondering how can that be? And I can't open the pot of yogurt in the supermarket and sniff it.
No, you can't. And that's a really, really long sell-by date. I wonder if there's preservatives in there. But again, I suppose maybe they're extending them to give people a bit more leeway too, and just giving people that peace of mind without having a very, very close
date.
I
have a problem with bananas, and I'll tell you what the problem is. They look fine. You take them home and a day or two later, you start eating the bananas and they're rotten.
Yeah.
Or they've gone soft. And okay, if you're making banana bread, fair play to you. But if not, you've got a black banana.
Completely. And this is one of the issues, I think, when people are bulk buying, or if you're buying things in packaging, it's very hard to inspect those things. What I would say for the bananas is I actually now keep them in the fridge because they do go so quickly. That will give you a couple of days. And you can always chop them up and freeze them as well. But it is, you know, they're traveling so far.
I saw a hack for bananas, and I tried it on the latest crop of bananas I bought, and it worked. And that is, when you get the bananas home, you wash them immediately to wash off whatever it is they spray on the bananas to ripen them.
Wow.
And then you wrap a damp kitchen towel around the stalks, which are clumped at the end. You know, they're all stuck together. A damp cloth around that, and it's supposed to preserve.
Now,
it's an ongoing experiment.
Okay, you can report.
It
worked. Amazing. That's a great tip.
A banana hack. Now, let's talk about packaging, because that's something that we all remark upon. You know, you've got a box, and inside the box is a plastic bag, and inside the plastic bag, and so on and so forth.
It is, and it's so frustrating. And I find myself in the supermarket sometimes really struggling to find things that are loose, because you just don't want that packaging. But look, what I would say, having spoken to lots of retailers and having spoken to people who are trying to reduce this packaging, it's really complex, because you've items that are traveling long distances, you've things that need to be protected because they'll get damaged when they're traveling, you've things that need to be kept fresh and kept safe. So there's a lot of components, and I suppose there's kind of fighting legislation with keeping food safe, but also trying to reduce the packaging.
Yeah, I suppose if you think of, say, a box of crunchy nut cornflakes, you've got a cardboard box, nicely decorated, and inside you've a plastic bag. Now, the problem is, if you don't have the box, you'll end up with crunchy nut crumbs.
Literally, literally.
That's what will happen. They'll get crushed.
It. Exactly. So there is a need for it a lot of the times. I think when we're seeing packaging that's there now, there probably is a reason for it, even if we don't initially see it. But there's amazing work going on. Repack, who are a non-profit organisation, work with supermarkets and other retailers. And between 1997 and 2023, they've increased the recyclability of packaging from 15% to over 90%, which is massive.
Fantastic.
So most of the packaging that you're getting in supermarkets now is recyclable. There are some tough ones, but they are tackling
now,
them.
You've looked at Lidl and Aldi and Supervalu to see what they've done, and they've done a lot.
They've done an awful lot. If we take Lidl, for example, I'm just going to take two of their items. Mushrooms, which you mightn't really think of, but there's phenomenal packaging in mushrooms because they have to come in a case, and then they usually used to have a PVC wrap over them, which was not recyclable. So they've changed that now to a recyclable packaging. That has reduced their packaging by absolutely tons. It's crazy. And the same with flowers. You know, if you get a nice bunch of flowers and there's that awful kind of cling that's on them that can't be recycled, they're using recyclable material for that. So they're doing a lot of work. Aldi are actually zero waste to landfill, which is incredible. So over 97% of all of their packaging is recyclable. Anything that isn't in-house, they take and they turn it from waste into energy, which is incredible. And they've done things like with their shower bottles and their shampoo bottles, they're using, again, recycled material, which is fantastic. And Supervalu are the same. I love the example that they used over the last couple of years. Their apples and their pears used to come in that plastic wrap and maybe a kind of like a casing that they'd sit in. And they've swapped that to a really clever cardboard wrap, which is really good. And again, reducing waste massively.
Now, the food waste, with the best will in the world, they still end up with food on the shelves that they have not sold and maybe should not be selling for too much longer. What do they do with that?
This is such a huge issue, and they're tackling it in a few ways. I think one of the biggest ways that they're doing it is, besides the best before dates, they're working with different companies. So Food Cloud is an amazing charity. What they do is they go to supermarkets, they collect all the food that is left over, but perfectly good, and they redistribute it to charities around the country. And big props to Tesco, because years ago, Tesco were the first supermarket to reveal how much food they were wasting, which was really amazing. And then they actually said, let's partner with Food Cloud and see if we can do something. And from that collaboration, it's opened up a whole world to Food Cloud. They're saving absolutely tons of food every single day now and redistributing it, which is absolutely amazing.
Now, what about energy? If you go into a supermarket, you'll see a row upon row of refrigerators, and they are energy users. They pump out heat at the back, believe it or not, while they're keeping the contents of the fridge cold. So what are they doing there?
Yeah, and there's no like exact figures, but we know that in the UK about 3% of the national energy is spent on supermarkets. So again, it's things like solar panels, it's trying to use green energy. But actually, fascinatingly, in Maynooth in Kildare, if you're from Maynooth, you're very lucky, you have the first ever net carbon energy supermarket. There's a Lidl there. The team spent over €10 million building this amazing facility. It's got the highest energy accreditation possible. They have solar panels, they regenerate the energy within it. It's an absolutely amazing, I must actually take a trip down into my shop there. But they've also built the building with really low impact materials. So that should be the future, where, you know, a supermarket is completely contained. It's creating its own energy and then offsetting it.
Now, finally, Joe, you have some advice on how we can be part of the solution. Little things we can do.
Yeah, really small things. So I think every Irish person is pretty good at bringing their own shopping bag now, but that's a big source of thick plastic. So make sure you do that. There's things like, you know, if you can have the option to choose things that are loose, please do, because you'll be able to inspect the veg and fruit that way, or the items that way, and then it reduces the packaging. Like I said, almost all packaging now is recyclable. Just give it a double check, but things should be clean, loose and dry going into recycling. And after that, just again, ignore the sell-by dates, use the sniff test, and happy sustainable shopping.
Very good. Joe Lennon, who is a futurist climate and sustainability journalist. Joe, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.